Okay, so thank you kindly for remembering. I have the topic I'm speaking today on is on realization. It's the magic of spiritual mind treatment, and this is the third aspect of spiritual mind treatment. The first one was recognition. Second one was unification. And the third one, which I'm going to speak about today, is realization. It is so important in spiritual mind treatment to recognize that, yeah, we are a person, we are a human being, but we are more than who we see on an everyday physical, interactive day. We are human being, and I really, really love and appreciate this statement, we are humans having a spiritual, that's how it goes, right?
Wayne Dyer said, we are not human beings having a spiritual being.
We are
spiritual beings having a human experience.
Right.
And thanks. Reverend Arthur said, being human is a spiritual experience, which took me to a higher level when he said that.
Being human is having a spiritual experience. And that is awesome, because we know that God is everywhere present. We know that spirit is all there is. We know that energy is everywhere present. And sometimes we use the word vibration, and vibration, energy, is everywhere present. And that's the whole core of our actual experience, actual consciousness, is knowing that we truly are spirit in core, in consciousness. And so there are two authors that I feel really, really good about in talking about the spiritual mind treatment stages. The first one is John Waterhouse, and he talks and he goes into depth on the five steps to freedom, he calls it. And he literally talks about the spiritual mind treatment process with an introduction of, you know, the freedom that spiritual mind treatment can liberate us from one level, one condition into a condition or an experience completely different. And then Stephanie Sorensen, her book, The Sacred Continuum, she literally talks about what is our life like between the five stages of treatment. What is our life like between prayers? How do we focus? How do we manage to remember who we are, who we truly are? And she literally goes into the five stages of treatment just the same way. But I would pretty much focus on the realization step from John Waterhouse. He absolutely endorses the spiritual mind treatment that Ernest Holmes has presented to us from the science of mind and from his teachings, and he quotes a lot of Ernest Holmes' books that he has written, including The Thing Itself, which focuses a lot on treatment. And so I wanted to mention from the beginning that having recognized that God is all there is, It's really an important stage to unify with it. And I know Connie did an absolutely wonderful job. I truly haven't heard it. Every time I went to the computer to hear it, I had an experience. But that's one of the things that I'm really planning to listen to also, and the recognition stage also. But once we get to the point where we understand that God is all there is nothing else inside, outside, there is no inside, outside, there is all, it's just absolutely, this is it. Right here, right now, this is what God is. God is the absolute, unlimitedness of this universe. God is the absolute powerfulness, the vibration, the energy, everything that it takes to even have us recognize a manifestation, or to recognize who we are, or to even understand where we are. I mean, everything literally is all about spirit and energy and God and oneness and the unity of all things. And so, knowing that God is all there is, and knowing that there could be nothing else for me, Gail, this humanness, to be, but to be all part of it all. I mean, there is no distinction, and this is one of the things I would really like to remember today, that there is absolutely no separation between what I call God and myself. Only because it makes sense, if God is all there is, then where am I? Am I apart from what I call God? Am I apart from the energy that I mentioned not too long ago? It is all energy. And so if it's all energy, then I must be part of that energy, in as through. It's one. There is no separation. So as I speak, I know Carolyn and Judy and Connie, David and Allison and Sam and what's your name? Bethany. I knew it before I even started. That's why I started. You know, we are all part of what this energy is. There are no definitive lines between us at all. If I am sure, if we have to look under some specific type of unit that can depict what a life looks like, I'm sure there would be nothing very definitive. I'm sure there would be really nice soft edges between each one of us, beautifully blending in this room. You know, this is me, physical me, but then there is an emotional me, and I understand auras are that emotional aspect of us that is like all the way out here. Sometimes it gets bigger depending on, you know, how aligned you feel and you know, and where you are in your understanding and moods and all that stuff. So truly, we are all a unit. We are all one. And so this is a big thing to grasp before I actually even get into realization, because the first thing we want to recognize is spirit is. Use whatever word you want, Sam, and I know everybody else knows what to do. Use a word that you feel most comfortable for the allness of all there is. I use spirit today, I use God, I use energy, I use all there is. So spirit is. And so if spirit is, then I am. There is no distinction, truly, no distinction. And so because I am, we can start using words that can define what spirit is. So you can shoot some words out to me. Give me some words. Spirit is?
Love.
Spirit is love.
Joy.
Abundance. So I am love. There is no distinction. It's right here, right now. I am love. Spirit is joy. So I am joy. No distinction. I am. You can even say, I am love. Forget about anything else because it's one. Spirit is abundance. It's the fullness. It's the abundance of this universe. And we can put whatever words that I want to put that means abundance to me. It could be an abundance of finances, could be an abundance of rain, could be abundance of beauty and joy and relationship. It could be an abundance of health. I am that. I am that. Because spirit is, I am. And so, knowing that, I can absolutely, absolutely declare that there is no limit to what I, Gail, humankind, would like to bring into manifestation, because it's a sacred continuum. It's one. And realization is really, really the creative aspect of what I am, of what God is. It's actually saying, okay, because I am a physical unit, I'm a humankind, then I must bring into my existence the things that literally makes me want to sing, makes me want to dance, makes me want to work, makes me whatever it is that I want in my life. That's where it comes into the it comes with that flow. The flow of spirit is I am, therefore I declare. So Dr. Waterhouse literally said that our recognition is us becoming more aware of our ability to create. And he mentioned three different aspects of recognition. Of the third step of treatment, I should say. The first step, he said, it's all about declaration. There are three ways that he used it. And he said, which Ernest Holmes described as voicing or putting in thought what we desire in some aspect of our lives. So, knowing with fullness and with boldness that God is, therefore I am, then I can do, or I now have, or whatever words we want to use. And so we voice it with the desire of what we want. And so by declaring that some condition or outcome exists, we establish in the mind the spirit and allow the creative process to come forward. And then he spoke about affirmation. One of the things about affirmation is that we speak with clarity and with conviction. Why we speak with clarity and conviction is because of the remembering that we are what God is. I mean, that's a lot of boldness, truly. But it is boldness because of our knowing. It's just absolutely knowing that God is. And so affirmation is the root word of affirmation is meaning firm. And so knowing that God is, we literally and firmly assert our creative influence, assert that, hey, I can, I know, I now have, whatever ways we want to put it. And then the third step is, which obviously is our realization step, which means that we use this step to realize that the truth of spirit is greater than the condition we experience. All right, so the idea of realization really involves moving our awareness from the world of physical conditions into the realm of causation by realizing truth, we transcend our limitations of physical appearances. So in other words, we literally we see the conditions that we are, obviously, because we are physical beings, and so we see what we call our reality, the conditions. And so our knowing, our awareness, our emboldenment is to lift ourselves beyond and knowing the truth that what I am seeing right here, right now, what my experience is, God is more than that. And it comes in different forms and fashions. Our experiences are absolutely, just as we are, very unique. And literally, we are the only ones that truly know and understand where we've been, where we are, where we're going. Really, no one could understand and do that aspect of it for ourselves. On the other hand, talking about where we've been, one of the things that I would use a lot of the I, because I'm truly speaking to myself. I speak to myself, and I know I speak. And whoever would like to choose whatever word statements come from me, but I know that staying in a sense of dire conditions could literally focus our attention or my attention on what is. That could be pretty destructive, because having a condition that I don't like or doesn't feel good to me or just annoys the heck out of me, having that condition constantly in front of me always reminds me, always focuses me on what I do not want. And so one of the things about realization stage, it lifts me out of what I do not want, that focus, and puts me into a different aspect of what I want. Because energy, spirit, God, vibration cannot hear "I do not want." It cannot hear "no, not this, no, not that." All energy hears or understands or interprets or feels is, what is your next creative step? What is my next creative step? And so that's where we now have to put, I now have to put my words, my phrases into, okay, this bothered me. Now, I'm letting that go, and this is what I want. So I'm moving from, for example, I mean, at work on Thursday, I have been dealing with an issue where I'm doing a job that I really don't like. I'm a front desk assistant, but I've been a dental assistant, and so I do know my job, and I love my patients. It's just so ironic that I love the patients that I work with, but I just don't want to work with them as an assistant. And because I've done many years of it, and as a result of that, I have, I replaced one of the assistants who went on vacation, and the doctor never rehired that person, and, you know, it kind of rolled on. And so this is the third year that I have been doing the front desk and doing the reception work, and also doing dental assisting. And I think it's just tearing me up. And a lot of the times I let it go, and I remember that, hey, dental assisting is not what makes me. What makes me really, truly happy is the joy and the love that I feel for the patients when they come in. and the joy that the office is bringing in the finances that is necessary for whatever, you know, for the growth and for my physical, my kids' health and well-being. And so I tend to lose track of that picture, and then I tend to focus on me. And I do have to focus on me, because literally it's my feelings that I am also dealing with. So I'm helping the patient and I'm thinking about me and I'm distracted and all that stuff. And so I literally went in and talked to the doctor again, and I said, you know, this isn't working. It really isn't working. I'm so unhappy about doing the work that I'm doing, and you know, I really would prefer to be doing something else. And I was really sucked in throughout the entire day. I was drawn, withdrawn. I didn't smile, I didn't share joy, I didn't do any stuff like that, all because I wasn't happy. I wasn't feeling good about me, and because I didn't feel good about me, obviously I didn't feel good about anything else. However, the point I'm trying to make is that I focused on something that continued to draw from me, that pulled, and that continued to make me more and more unhappy. And it's only because I did not truly remember that I can elevate myself from this situation by thinking a new thought, by thinking, hey, you know, it's not about you right now, your focus is with the patient, or by thinking a thought that, you know, this too shall pass, or by thinking a thought that I truly love my patients and this is the way I can really support them, you know, different things. And so one of the things that I really have to remember in life is that what I focus on, the negative, will always become negative. Guess what? The universe said yes to me. And the universe said yes by making me more and more depressed, more and more focused on me, more and more unwilling and unhappy. So we would always get a yes, but what are we going to get a yes to? Right? So sometimes it could be tough to just quickly turn on, you know, on a dime to say, okay, I'm here, and now I'm going to be over here, and it's like almost two different worlds. But just remember, take it from me, be easy on yourself. One thing that works for me is this too shall pass. And as I keep saying that, something happens. I feel a little better. Or a patient may come in and say something that, voila, you know, I feel so easy about where I am. So be careful about where we focus, and be careful about the no's and what I do not want. Always focus on what I want. And in closing, I want to make sure that I focus on the four P's. There are four P's in spiritual realization. The first P is that it is personal. Everything that happens in my existence, in my manifestation, is a personal thing. Spirit is I am. Really and truly, at this point, it's all about me. And I am making this as personal as possible to bring whatever I want into manifestation. So spirit is joy. I am joyful. I am joy. And I bring joy into my existence. And how that happens? Sometimes we just need to release the idea of how it would happen. But just know that I am a source of joy to myself and to others. Spirit is abundance. Spirit is an abundance of finances in my life right now. I am that abundance. I am the grains of the sand that we call full abundance. I mean, whoever could sit and count the grains of the sand, and even that is that ultimate abundance that we talk about, unlimited supply. And so if I really grasp that I am that unlimited supply, then what I want in my existence is already here. So I want to avoid the words like I want, because it means that it's something that will always be, you know, it's always a wanting situation, or I need. But instead, grasping the truth and becoming bold that I am already endowed with what the abundance of this universe is, therefore I now accept, I now bring this into fruition, I now see this happening in my life, I now see this absolute person that helps and assists me and just is part of my personal journey. I just bring in the things that fulfill my desire to be a better me. So anything that really, really you desire, put it, it's absolutely already in the personal level, because we say, if spirit is I am, therefore I declare that I whatever, or therefore I affirm that, and you fill in the blanks for yourself. All right? And then the second one, one is personal, then the second one we want, and maybe mixed up, but you want to keep it positive. And we just spoke about a little bit about being positive. Being positive literally means that the universe hears, the universe only accepts what I put out there in a very affirmative, the vibration of I am ready to receive, the vibration of this is it right here, right now, and not about take that away from me, that's not what I want. Come up with a different sentence, come up with a different condition of what I want in my life and put it out there for spirit. So I want health, I want wholeness, I want whatever it is, and I bring that into me and I say, I am health, I am the vibrancy that health is. I declare that I am healed, healthy, and absolutely perfect. And so, keep it positive, because with affirmation, it just tends to feel really good that something truly solid and firm is happening in our lives. And then the next P would be positive, personal, precise. And being precise again is like being affirmative.
Yeah.
All right. Stay close to what you truly want. And sometimes, you know, we have long-term goals, and long-term goals are excellent. But stay within the parameters of what is my next step. Be as close and precise as possible to what you feel would be the next manifestation in your life. And sometimes we don't know that. Sometimes we can't understand what is our next step. So just ask for the best. Ask for the next best level, the next big step, the highest good that can be overflowed from my asking today. What is the best, next best step? What is my what is the next thing that makes me feel good, that makes me feel joyful? And so that precision is something that we should try to focus on. And the last thing is present. Speak in the now. Why do we speak in the now? Could anyone explain why we speak in the now?
Would you like for it to change now?
Because you want it to change now?
Yes, would you like that?
Yes, I will.
You get what you ask for.
You get what you ask for. Speak in the now.
If you put it in the future, it's never going to be there.
It will always be future.
It's not in our experience now, we want to embody it.
Exactly. And that's a beautiful word, embody also. Well, thank you for we want it now because this is what spirit is. Spirit is right here, right now. Spirit is not us in the future. And even if in our perception it comes as if, yeah, there's a future there. I can see years between what I want now, what I'm asking for now, and what I will achieve. But that's not how, that's not where our focus is. The focus is spirit is right here, right now. And because spirit is right here, right now, the fullness of all there is right here, right now. The abundance of all there is right here, right now. Joy and peace is not a thing of the future. Joy and peace and love is right here, right now. Right now. In this moment. And so that's why we always stay in the present. So I ask and I accept and I know. Powerful words. Powerful words. And just keep them right in the present tense. Present tense, because that's where the energy and the vibration and everything just starts interacting and making a manifestation, making things whole for us. All right, so I think I have covered most of it, of what I really wanted to share about realization. And knowing the truth is an awesome thing. Understanding that we are perfect right here, right now, is also something that we absolutely would need to remember. And perfection doesn't mean that okay, these are the conditions that I see and there is nothing perfect about it. Perfection literally means that the universe that we are is in full and utmost balance. And we are here, right now, at this point in time, because of our absolute perfection. Everything that we have done, and we are talking about just right now, today, has brought us to an ultimate level of perfection right here, right now. Just by the thoughts we think. We got up, we thought about, I'll go to the Sterling Study Group today. And then their thought, the forms of it start taking shape. Sometimes we don't understand what's happening out there in the ethers, but it starts taking shape. And as it takes shape, we continue to hold that thought. And before long, you're in the shower or you're in your car and you're headed out, you know. These are the aspects of energy, of spirit, that sometimes we don't understand. But just knowing that it starts with a thought, knowing that it starts with a dream, knowing that it starts with our imagination is literally the key to our freedom. you know. And so relax. If it doesn't come, it doesn't happen. Don't get all worked out, bent out of shape. You know that you're where you are at the time you are, and know that nothing that that you've embarked upon can never ever not come to you, because it's all here, right now. And I truly believe that there is a time and place for everything. Sometimes we don't understand it, but just by trusting, just by knowing and having faith that this is what I want, this is the aspect of my life that I would like to improve, this is me that I can see right now in front of me 10 years from now. So just hold on to the promise, the faith. And the last thing is, sometimes you just have to faith it, F-A-I-T, till you make it. So sometimes you just don't understand what's your next step, but you know what you want. So until you can come to that aligning with spirit to understand how things going to be, then you just put on that kingly crown and say, I am a king. And I walk like a king. I talk like a king. I act like a king. I am a Mary Kay Beauty Consultant. I act like one. I look like one. I feel like one. And you can fill in the blanks for your own selves. If you think that there is something just causing you to have that blockage between understanding that you are absolutely spirit and seeing the manifestation of it, just faith it. Do it anyhow, and it will follow. Thank you so much.
Thank you.